And call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this first hour today. Final half hour, excuse me. Trying to push things along. Got a lot to do this afternoon. Most everybody's saying yes, he's still pro-life. I got a couple no's, but mostly everybody's saying yes. Okay, so exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother still makes you a pro-life person. Okay, according to the majority. Jim, down in Toledo area, yes, we need to protect life by winning the election. Why? Because listen to this. President Joe Biden's 2024 re-election campaign. Appears to be taking advice now from Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who several months ago said it would, quote, be good, end quote, if Joe Biden would talk more candidly about abortion. She came out with this statement prior to the State of the State address January 22nd. Couple of months ago, well, Biden's campaign this past week launched a new 30-second ad targeting former President Donald Trump's reproductive rights record. The Democratic president had previously said he's, quote, not big on abortion as a practicing Catholic. But in the ad, trust Biden, because I'm running to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again. Now, I got a very simple question. Again, where in the United States Constitution does it specifically say a woman shall have the right to kill a child? Where? Oh, that's right. It's not in there. Roe v. Wade was a twisted interpretation of the 14th Amendment. That's why the rule of law judges that Donald Trump appointed to the Supreme Court, that's why they overturned it. Roe v. Wade was wrongly, it was a wrong opinion, it was absolutely wrongly decided. It was not justified in the United States Constitution. And per the 10th Amendment, if the powers are not given to the federal government, it resorts back to the people or the state. States are the ones that should be deciding whether or not their state is pro-life or pro-death. It's that simple. If you got the votes for it, get a legislature elected, a governor elected, then you do what we did here in Michigan. You play on people's fears, emotions. I know a lot of pro-life people that said they wanted to keep the abortion rights in the event of rape or incest. If their granddaughter got raped, they did not want her to be forced to carry the baby all the way to term. I get it. My position on it, the baby didn't do anything wrong. The rapist did. Carry it to term, put it up for adoption. Don't even hold it. Don't even look at it. As soon as the baby's born, whisk it away. You don't want to have anything to do with your baby? then you don't need to see it. Cruel? Yes. But I'm sorry, the baby did nothing wrong. But in Biden's ad, interspersed with clips of Donald Trump speaking for 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it. End quote, says Donald Trump in the ad. Then Biden in the ad says, in 2016, Donald Trump ran to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now in 2024, he's running to pass a national ban on a woman's rights to choose. No, he didn't mention that in his statement today. Sorry, Joe, that's a bald-faced lie. But that's what his ad says. Several news outlets, including Reuters, reported 2 weeks ago that Trump spoke about leaning towards a 15-week national abortion ban, with, again, the exceptions of rape, incest, and saving the life of the mother. Well, Joe Biden said, Donald Trump doesn't trust women. I do. The ads is part of Biden-Harris campaign's $30 million spring ad buy in battleground states. It will be airing on national cable, local broadcast networks, as well as cable TV. Kind of funny, because back watching our Detroit Tigers on Bally Sports, Biden's been running ads on Tiger Baseball, just so you guys know. This story goes on to say, the ad campaign will be shown during popular entertainment and sports programming. ESPN, TNT, FX, Adult Swim, and Comedy Central. High viewership programming like Saturday Night Live, The Voice, and American Idol. And most of the highly watched MLB games featuring the Detroit Tigers from Michigan, Milwaukee Brewers from Wisconsin, Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Philadelphia Phillies representing Pennsylvania. Three major battleground states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. They're also going to be paying for the ad to run digitally, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Why is this all coming to a head? On the heels of a 6-1 decision by the Florida Supreme Court to uphold the state's 15-week abortion ban, meaning a 6-week ban passed by the state's legislature could also take effect, with a separate 4-3 decision before the Florida voters take it up on the ballot. Well, it's kind of interesting, because it's starting in Florida, Ron DeSantis' state. He says he's 100% pro-life. I don't believe they have the exceptions. Very, very simple. After 15 weeks, no more abortions in Florida. And they could get it lowered to 6 weeks. This is the entire reason for this entire debate at this point in time. And again, I thought we were done with abortion, especially here in Michigan. Why are we even talking about it? Well, because Biden is wanting Roe v. Wade back, saying he will make it the law of the land if he gets reelected. How is he going to do that? You'd have to get replacements of the conservative justices that Donald Trump appointed Gorsuch, all the others that are currently conservative, Clarence Thomas and others, I don't think you're going to get Roe v. Wade back unless he replaces the conservatives, and that's going to take a while. Kavanaugh, especially because of their age, I don't think it's going to be in this Joe Biden's second term that he's going to be able to do that. Is he going to replace potentially some of the liberals that are talking about retiring? Heard rumors that Sotomayor might be having health issues. We'll see what happens with her. But that's basically the bottom line. One of the other stories along this line, again, the debate over the abortion pill, in vitro fertilization, and that entire process, well, the Democrats are spinning it, creating that it will provide more lives, more babies will be born if in vitro fertilization is allowed to go forward. So they'll probably be pushing it. We'll wait and see. And I don't think, honestly, folks, I don't think it's going to affect the November 5th election at all. Democrats that are pro-abortion will be voting for Biden. People that are pro-life in any way, shape, will be voting for Trump. If he's wanting to reinstate Roe v. Wade, pretty clear where they're coming from. And even with his exemptions, Donald Trump will still get the pro-life vote. That's the bottom line. And the other aspect to this, in Michigan, folks, you have to understand, abortion is irrelevant as far as a political topic. Proposal 3 took care of it, even though it's being challenged in court. Doesn't really stand much of a chance to undoing the amendments to our state constitution, which it did. Now the final segment of our number one. Short break, we'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paper by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, talking about Donald Trump's statement today on abortion, where he doesn't like abortion, but he is definitely putting it back on the states. Whatever the states decide, it's up to them. He does support the exceptions of rape, incest, life of the mother, but says we need to make it rare when it does happen. I got a couple of text messages to get to. Brad says, I think it's smart that he's treading lightly. He needs some of these people to vote for him. It will definitely be an issue in November. Well, when it comes down to Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, and Biden saying and having a campaign he wants to reinstate Roe v. Wade, I think that's pretty clear. Chip says, yes, Donald Trump's still pro-life. Ethan and Hessel, Trump is mostly pro-life. Abortion is always murder. Well, that's what I agree with, but look what happened to Tudor Dixon over it. Craig has a good question, and honestly, I do not know the answer to this. What percentage of aborted cases are done because of rape and incest? I don't know. That is a great question. Let's see. One of the things I think that we're looking at is, will this affect turnout this election year? Like Proposal 3 did in the midterm? Well, here's the real problem. They keep saying that abortion got off the vote in 22. Actually, no. That wasn't, in my opinion, why 1.4 million people didn't bother to vote in 22 when they voted in 2020 presidential election. I think people that voted for Donald Trump and truly believe that he won the election in 2020 felt disenfranchised. Why bother to vote? My vote doesn't count. The machines are going to change my vote anyway. Or others are going to be voting illegally, stuffing the ballot boxes. Why bother? That was 2022's, in my opinion, reason why we had such a low turnout. It wasn't that they got the vote out because of Proposal 3. 1.4 million people in Michigan didn't bother to vote after voting for Donald Trump or Biden in 20. They didn't bother to vote in 22, a midterm election. Timing was perfect for Proposal 3. You don't do it in a presidential year. You do it in a midterm year. Lower turnout. Get your side out. It passed with 56.66% of the vote. Real easy for me to remember that one. 5-6-6-6. Yeah. Kind of ironic. That was the final percentage of the yes votes. For Proposal 3, look it up. But the most important thing out of the whole scenario that you have to understand, this is a presidential year. Do you like the direction the country's going, or were you better off 3.5 years ago? That's what people are going to be asked. Get them to think about where we are at as a country, a direction, the economy, inflation, price of things. Basically, the card, which, by the way, we just got a fresh shipment in. If you'd like 100 cards that you could just pass out to people, just hand it to them and tell them to talk to 11 people each. When you hand them the card, ask them these 11 questions. $21, you could affect 1,100 voters' mentality going into November 5th. Go to AC Conservatives. Just click on the yellow donate button and donate 21. I'll know what it's for. They're already packaged up, ready to go. We'll mail them directly to your house, your business, wherever you put on the donation. That's where they'll go. Because if people think about the economy, foreign policy, where we're at in the world stage, where are we at when it comes to border safety, keeping illegals out of our country, I think this is going to be a huge turnout year for Donald Trump. And that's what Biden is betting on. Abortion has worked so well for Gretchen Whitmer. Well, we need to do it. You need to go after abortion and push abortion hard. And I don't think that dog hunts. Not this year. That's it for the first hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done?